This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey everyone, this is Helena. Welcome to the Master Your Magnetism podcast. I'm here with my husband Tom today. Welcome and thank you for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We're recording this as a video for YouTube as well. So if you're listening to this on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or anywhere else and you'd like to see a video of this episode, that'll be the first link in the description or episode details. You'll see that I am 9 months pregnant now. Our baby's going to be here in just a few days at the time we're recording this. We're so excited. And today we're going to be talking about three feminine habits that bring a man closer than ever because he'll just feel so amazing every time he's around you. So if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe to my channel if you haven't already so you don't miss any of my latest videos. And we're just gonna jump right in. The first feminine habit we wanted to share here today is being in the moment. This looks like really getting present, being in your body, and slowing down the tempo of every moment so you can actually experience it while it's happening. I know this can be difficult. The opposite of this might look like being up in your head, wondering what a guy is thinking or whether or not he likes you or where's this relationship going, or trying to figure out what you're gonna say next so you come across as really cool or funny or understanding or something like that. It can be difficult to do this. That's why these are habits that we're gonna be sharing here today. It really takes practice. So you really wanna get out of your head and into your body. That will instantly bring a man closer if he's interested in you and attracted to you, because I think a lot of times men are stuck up in their heads as well. They might be in work mode or just thinking about something that's going on in their life. So if you can be that one person that helps him get out of his head and into the present moment, he's just gonna feel so good every time he's around you. He won't be able to get enough of you, right?
Right. Yeah. One of the things that I noticed very early in our relationship was that you really listened to me. You took the time to listen to what I had to say, and you would inquire with me anytime you would suggest something that we would do, or you had a new idea or something. You would often ask, what do you think about that? And you seemed to stop and really be interested in my thoughts about whatever it was that we were discussing. It wasn't like you were ever pushing your agenda on me.
I love that you mentioned that. So that's one example of what being present in the moment with a man might look like, really listening to him rather than being up in your head planning out what you're going to say next. And this is something that doesn't come naturally to me at all. It's a skill that I had to learn and a habit I had to develop. I'm the kind of person who could be looking at someone's face and my mind could completely be elsewhere and I didn't even hear a word that they were saying. So I had to really develop that skill, like I mentioned. So next time you're with a man or talking to anyone, practice really listening to him, being over there with him. Maybe try visualizing what he's saying, making pictures of it in your mind, and a man will be able to feel that right away. It'll actually draw him a lot closer, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely. The second habit we wanted to share is feeling your feelings and expressing them rather than acting out of them. I think there's a common misconception that men feel that women are maybe too emotional or have too many feelings. And I think that that common misconception is probably largely based on men's experiences with women who are reactive and they're acting out of their emotions. They're not truly representing what they really feel, but that's getting conflated or confused with emotions. And so they feel maybe that those are too plentiful or too difficult to manage. But I think when a woman is in touch with her true feelings and expresses those, that actually draws a man in though. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I love hearing that from a man's perspective. Something I've been saying for years is that men don't like drama, that's for sure, right? They don't like it when a woman explodes all over him or makes him responsible for her feelings. But if you can actually get in touch with what you're truly feeling and express that in an authentic way that doesn't make him wrong or hold him responsible for that, he'll just want to come closer and closer. And I think the reason for that is a lot of men have been conditioned to not feel. They've never had a right to their emotions since they were a young child. And so they're just kind of going through life up in their heads, often similar to what we explained in the first habit. So when a man sees that you're in touch with your feelings and you're not judging yourself or blaming him, that actually helps him drop out of his head. And it's almost like you're this gateway into this emotional life. And if you can be that one person in a man's life that actually helps him feel things that maybe he hasn't felt in a really long time, he's just going to want to come closer and closer to you. So one example that comes to mind from our own life is, like I mentioned, I'm 9 months pregnant. Our baby's going to be here in just a few days. We're so excited. And overall, the experience has been really great. Although the last couple weeks have been a little tough on me physically, it's getting harder to walk and get around, and I have been experiencing some anxiety for sure, just because of everything that's going to be happening next week. And something I've noticed is that when I'm really feeling that anxiety or uncertainty or some emotion like that, I just feel you come right in. I just feel him come closer and want to comfort me or ask what I need or really anything that he can do to help. And I think if I were to stuff down my feelings of anxiety or nervousness and just act out of them by becoming really demanding or listing out a bunch of things that I need him to do or something like that, I feel like I would get a much different result, right?
Right, yeah.
So there's two parts to the third feminine habit we wanted to talk about today, and that is receiving and then acknowledgement and appreciation of the masculine. I've been talking about this for years, the fact that what a masculine energy man really wants is for a woman to be able to receive what he has to give. And this can be difficult for a lot of us women. I think so many of us were brought up sort of placing our value or our worth on what we can do and accomplish or give to others. So the idea of just receiving from a man and feeling great about it is kind of a foreign concept to so many of us, myself included. I definitely have a difficult time with this one myself. So like the other two, it's just a habit that you can learn and practice, and it's a skill that you can build up over time. It's kind of like building that muscle. What are your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, I think one of the examples that we have probably from our own lives is when we were first dating, and I would occasionally bring things to you from the store during the pandemic when there were shortages. I never necessarily was looking for even acknowledgement or appreciation in the sense of you telling me that you were thankful that I brought it to you or anything, or I wasn't looking for reciprocation. What made a difference to me was really just that it made a difference to you, that you appreciated that you didn't have to go to the store and get those things. Or even recently, I know in the last few weeks when I've been helping maybe with something physically, moving a piece of furniture or something around to help you in the last few weeks of your pregnancy, you have occasionally asked me, is there something I can do to help? Can I help you with something physically? And I mean, often it doesn't even really make sense in your condition that you would go pick up some piece of furniture and move it. And that doesn't really mean anything to me either. It's not that I'm looking for you to reciprocate or that I'm looking for even words of appreciation necessarily. It's just, if it makes a difference to you, if your mood is improved on account of something that I've done, that's enough for me. And I think that's generally true with most men, that they want to see it have an impact. If it has no impact, if it goes without any recognition, if the woman could take it or leave it, or if it actually decreases her mood or something, then that is obviously a mismatch, and that's something that would tend to maybe push him away, but it'll draw him in closer if he feels like the actions that he's taken are being received, basically.
It's so important. Yeah, men want to know that what they do makes you happy. And I definitely understand the tendency when a man gives you something, you just want to give him something right back. But that's not really what they're looking for in that moment. Now, of course, this isn't about just molding a man into some kind of robot who's only there to serve you, right? It's just about showing appreciation and acknowledging his efforts when he does something that makes you feel good and being able to receive that. Now, giving back to a man is fantastic. This isn't just about taking everything he has to offer and never giving him anything. But I think where women get into trouble with this is they try to make it some sort of mental calculation or ratio. Like, he took me out to dinner 3 times, so maybe I should take him to lunch, or maybe I should cook him dinner. And it's kind of like a mental strategy. Or even worse, they're giving to him because they're hoping to get something in return. Maybe he's not doing what she was hoping he would be doing, or maybe she's trying to get more love or affection or commitment from him. And so she's giving and doing so much because she's trying to make him step up or make him see her as relationship material or something like that. So the only reason to give back to a man is just because it feels good. It just simply feels good to you to do something for him. So to recap the 3 feminine habits that bring a man closer, 1 is being in the moment, really getting present and drilling down into the moment, slowing down the tempo of every moment so you can actually experience it while it's happening. 2 is feeling your feelings, really being in touch with your heart and your emotions rather than acting out of your feelings or making a man wrong or holding him responsible for something that's going on with you. And 3 is receiving and then showing acknowledgement and appreciation when a man does do something that makes you happy. So we always love hearing from you. Let us know your thoughts and experiences with this in the comment section, or if you have any more feminine habits or qualities that you found have really brought a man closer, we would love to hear about that. Don't forget to like the video and subscribe to my channel if you haven't already, and you can get my free 3 keys to attract the man you want report and audio training totally free on my website, HelenaHeartCoaching.com. I'll include a link to that in the description or episode details. Thank you so much for joining me again today. This was great.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you next time. If you're tired of struggling in your love life and you want a proven system to get into and maintain a relationship where you're consistently loved, valued, and cherished, go to forever1234.com. Again, that's forever1234.com.